This is JIS News. Coming up, TAJ to phase in new computerized tax system, distribution of tablets under pilot project to be completed by end of November, and committee established to upgrade science, technology, and innovation policy. The news in detail after this message.
Keep houseplants in damp soil instead of water and keep flower pot sauces dry to prevent mosquito breeding. A message from the Ministry of Health.
Now the news. Taxpayers should benefit from greater interface with the Tax Administration Jamaica following the rollout of Phase 1 of its Revenue Administration Information System. Phase 1 is set to be rolled out in February 2015. Director of Communications at the TAJ, Maris Horton, says the two-year project is aimed at improving the agency's capacity to integrate and administer the various tax systems currently being used.
So within this phase, what you'll find is that the public will be able to have an easier means of filing the returns that relate to these tax types and making their payments through an upgraded TAJ web service. Because in addition to the rollout of this system, we're also upgrading and enhancing our web service. So persons will now find it easier to file their GCT, their room tax, and telephone call tax returns.
Ms. Horton was speaking in an interview with JIS News on Friday. The new system will also allow taxpayers to access their account information through the web portal, such as filing and payment history, as well as any notices sent as it relates to these particular taxes. Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller will present a national medal to an individual who has contributed to the development of science and technology in Jamaica at a gala dinner on November 12. The recipient will be chosen from three nominees, and the award presentation is part of activities to celebrate National Science and Technology Month in November under the theme Science for Life. Addressing a JIS think tank Thursday, Science, Technology, Energy and Mining Minister Philip Polwell says presentation of the award will be one of the most significant features for the month.
The Prime Minister and myself will host a gala affair at the Pegasus where we will honor, through her designation of the Prime Minister Medal for Excellence in Science and Technology, an individual from three who have been nominated.
On that same night, awards will be presented to science and technology innovators in 10 categories during the Innovation Awards ceremony. In the meantime, a committee has been established to update the Science, Technology and Innovation Policy. Minister of Science, Technology, Energy and Mining Philip Polwell says the update will reflect a joint-up government approach. The aim is to popularize science, technology, and innovation in Jamaica.
How do we get our students to refrain from thinking that science is hard and that the STEM subjects are the ones that is going to be our bread and butter going forward? Why we might have to de-emphasize some of the other occupations and focus now on those that we can provide jobs for people.
Minister Polwell was speaking at a recent JIS think tank session where he pointed out that the policy will address the rationalizing of laboratory spaces. And distribution of computers under the government's pilot tablets in schools program should be completed by the end of November. Some 23,000 students island-wide will receive tablets under the pilot phase of the project, with more than 8,000 computers distributed since September. Science, Technology, Energy and Mining Minister Philip Polwell says all the necessary steps are taken to guarantee success of the project.
We are making sure that all the safeguards are in place, and we do have these planned ceremonies because we believe that it's important to go through them. So it is taking a little bit longer than we had anticipated, but throughout we are learning. It is a pilot and it is designed so that we can do the analysis as we look towards the future, and we already are clear that this project must continue. So we're now looking already at how we're going to roll out throughout the entire educational system.
Minister Polwell was speaking in an interview with JIS News Thursday. Distribution of the tablets is being done by eLearning Jamaica Company Limited, an agency of the Ministry of Science, Technology, Energy and Mining. That was the JIS News. I'm Arroyo Eubanks.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.